We turn now from Gina, Louisiana, to Big Creek, West Virginia. We've got an update on yet another story with disturbing racial overtones. Megan Williams, a 20-year-old African-American woman, says she was tortured, stabbed, and sexually assaulted during a week in captivity. Authorities have arrested six white suspects. State and federal prosecutors have not yet decided to pursue hate crime charges. Over the weekend, the NAACP met with residents and local authorities to talk about the case. Kenneth Hale attended that meeting. He's president of the West Virginia branch of the NAACP. Kenneth, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So what's the latest on Ms. Williams' condition? I understand she's supposed to be released from the hospital soon.
And that's my understanding. We have not had contact with Megan Williams. We're going through a liaison, Reverend L. Allen Hill, to do that communication.
Is the NAACP helping the family financially or in other ways?
What we're encouraging folks is there is a sheriff's fund for victim advocate rights, and that we're telling people to channel their funds or resources into that agency to help out, help the individual.
So give me a sense of this meeting. How many people came? What was discussed? What kind of a forum was it?
The original meeting on Friday was with the law enforcement officials, in this case the sheriff and the prosecuting attorney. Regional Director Reverend Gil Ford, myself, local branch president Reverend Artie Murphy, Reverend L. Allen Hill, the president of Charleston Black Minister Alliance, Bishop Richard Cox from the SELC, and the Charleston branch president, Mr. Carlson Davis, as well as Pastor Watts, met with the individuals on Friday around 3 o'clock. Meeting lasted about 2.5, almost 3 hours. Discussing the options, the best courses of action, what the crimes were, the scenario of events that went down. The investigation is still ongoing, and we want to continue to monitor it and, again, encourage folks to pray for the family and pray for healing and the well-being of Ms. Megan Williams.
One, are you convinced this is a hate crime? And two, if so, did you ask authorities to pursue those charges?
We asked the authorities, in this case, you know, what constitutes a hate crime from the federal side as well as the state attorney general, Mr. Paul Sheridan, shared in the conversation. The law itself dictates there's a 10-year punishment or sentencing for a hate crime. But under most cases, it has to violate civil rights acts where someone is denied accommodation, equal employment, transportation, things of that nature. And it usually is from a group, like neo-Nazis, skinheads, Aryan Nation, something like that, against another group. On the individual basis, from the facts that we have that were discussed with us, it does not just seem to fall under, to have the parameters of that. In other words, that would not be the strongest charge to bring against the individuals.
What are you hoping to do besides bring attention to this specific incident? For example, are you working on general community relations or law enforcement community relations?
Yeah, that Saturday there was a rally in the Logan area, and both black and white churches and members of the community came together. What we wanted to encourage folks is coming together. We understand this is not an indictment on the citizens of Logan or West Virginia. And this is even though this is a heinous crime, you know, this is an aberration. This is one of those situations where a family living in rural Appalachian West Virginia, just that, you know, had no social or moral conviction to them, and, you know, acted out and on impulse and on a sinful nature that, you know, that it was hate, but it was, you know, it was evil more so than it was racial. But there, we also want to enlighten folks that racial bigotry and hatred still exist in this nation, not just West Virginia or Logan County. So this is another reason we, the NAACP, feels viable to be a part of our organization, to encourage people to understand that we still have to educate folks. We still got to legislate, and if necessary, we have to litigate the issues.
Very briefly, West Virginia, how important is civil rights? How large is your NAACP? Is it accepted?
I think we're accepted on the norm. We have a good relationship with the law enforcement officials there, and we want to commend them on their actions for responding in 24 hours of having the six people incarcerated, and just by going, you know, off of a tip. And we don't know who the tip tipster words, we want to commend them for their civic duty. But the relationship or the membership of the NAACP is over 1,086 members statewide. We're only 3%, African Americans, only 3% of the state population here in West Virginia.
Well, Kenneth, thank you so much.
All right.
Kenneth Hale is president of the West Virginia branch of the NAACP. He spoke with us by phone from Charleston, West Virginia.